Welcome to Your Utah. I am Taylor Powers, here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front.
Yes.
This episode's going to be a little bit different. Most episodes, we usually talk about two topics. They can be related or different. But this episode is going to focus on a huge event that we couldn't fit another topic into.
No, this is a fully dedicated episode, which is rare for us.
Yeah, and this is the Illuminate Festival, which is the first year. It's first of any kind like it for the Salt Lake area.
It's really astonishing. If you want to see the website right up front, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's utaharts.org/IlluminateSaltLake.
You could also go to IlluminateSaltLake.org and it'll redirect you.
Ah, good. That's easier. Yeah. IlluminateSaltLake.org.
Yeah. Okay, so a little bit about this event. It's this coming weekend, which is
10th and 11th.
November 10th and 11th. It's going to be Friday, Saturday. It's not going to be Saturday, Sunday. So just remember that.
And they're doing this because it's an evening / night event.
Yes, because they're illuminating the city with technology and art installations that are all going to be about light and visual experiences, augmented reality. Something that I've never seen at all anywhere.
They're going to be doing, among the installations that they're doing, are the projected light displays onto buildings.
Right.
And I've seen some of this stuff online. I don't know exactly what style they're going to be doing, what they're going to have, but I've seen some of the stuff is really, really neat.
Well, they're going to have over 30 different artists projecting their works that they've been working on for, I imagine, quite some time, because they each get a space that on downtown that they're working with.
Yeah.
It's not just the artwork itself that they could have in a studio. They're working with a wall that's part of a business or, you know, behind a business or something that's downtown that they have to work into their piece.
It's kind of hard to talk about this because, at least for me, I feel like I don't have anything to really compare it to. So I'm not exactly sure what to expect.
I know. And
you can only go off of what they describe, which sounds really cool, but I'm still not sure what I'm going to see when I go to this.
Let me read a quick summary that they put up on their website, and I think it does a really great job of helping you kind of understand their goals and objectives of this. And it's to illuminate the city's history, culture, and architecture through art, to bring our growing technology sector together with artists to collaborate on work that gives our community a sense of place while adding to the livability of the city, to provide career-building platforms and technology training for artists, to bring our diverse communities together in downtown Salt Lake City to enhance its vibrancy through new media arts.
The festival will also feature the launch of an augmented reality app.
Yes, which is called Illuminate.
Which you can use to have an enhanced experience at this festival. See, this is what I'm talking about. So I listened to what you read. And okay, I get it conceptually. And there's this augmented reality app that you download and you use to have an even enhanced experience. I still am not sure what I'm going to see when I go to this. You know what I mean? And it's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It is. So, I mean, I've never used any AR.
I
don't even know what.
You
download the app and
I've used one kind of AR. And you're going to roll your eyes when I say this.
Okay.
But I've used one kind of AR, and that's Pokemon Go, which is, that's what it is. You know, you can see in the image, you can see the Pokemon layered over the top of the image. And that's essentially, I guess from what I understand, this as well. They're going to have virtual artwork that is only viewable through the app.
Do you watch Stranger Things?
I do, yes.
It's kind of like the Upside Down. That's augmented reality.
This is the this is the Upside Down Festival.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it.
It makes a lot more sense to me now that I put that together.
Now I get it, and now I know to stay far, far away. So I'm just kidding. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And you know what's awesome about it? One of the awesome things about it?
What?
It's free.
It is free.
It's free. Now, they are going to have some events, some special receptions and things that you can pay to attend. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll tell you those opportunities that are there that you have to pay for if you want to go beyond what's free. And we'll also give you the location. We'll tell you exactly where this festival is taking place. It's a solid, solid, high-tech, family-friendly event that sounds to me like it's going to give downtown Salt Lake a real wild ride this weekend. We'll be right back. Illuminate Salt Lake. If you've never heard Illuminate Salt Lake, you can join the club. It's a brand new festival that we're just kind of talking through, trying to wrap our brains around. You can go to illuminatesaltlake.org is the website. You can... you do your own research. I don't
know. Download the app.
I'm just going to go and check it out because I feel like that's kind of the only way to really be able to understand it. Now, it is basically a mass public art installation dealing exclusively with light and projected light all around downtown Salt Lake in a few key locations. Most of what's going to be displayed and most of the events that are happening are going to be at Gateway. So all up and down Rio Grande Street, and then especially at the Olympic Legacy Plaza. So yes. I think the best thing to do would be on Friday evening, go there first.
Oh, yeah. Go get your parking spot or take tracks down there. Figure it out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hang out. Get an idea of kind of what you're going to see. And then from there, you can check out a couple of the other locations, which are the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art, which is just a couple of blocks to the east there on the west end of Gateway at Abravanel Hall, basically.
Yeah.
And also at the new Eccles Theater on Main Street. And so you can kind of do those in a line. Start at Gateway, hit the Museum of Contemporary Art, then hit the Eccles Theater and on Main Street. And so those three right there are going to kind of get you what you need to know. But the hours of these, the festival runs on Friday from 5 to 10 p.m. and then on Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. So they're prioritizing the darkness.
Yes, yeah, they want it to be dark, which is why they waited until after the time change.
Which makes sense.
They're so smart.
It makes total sense because they could have held it in the warmer time, right? Yeah. But this makes more sense. So just wear a coat and enjoy it. So 5 to 10 p.m. both days. But beyond that, Taylor, they've got a lot of special events going on. Now, just to go and check out all the art, that's free.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some really great receptions and lounges and other opportunities that are a cost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the Light Lounge.
Okay.
Actually, I think the Light Lounge is also free.
Is it free? Oh, well,
it's
good.
It's the indoor space
at Gateway.
At Gateway, it's going to be just across from the or in the Olympic Legacy Plaza, but there's going to be refreshments and seating, various projections, meet the artists, hosts, and talk hosts, and media, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So within there, and then there's going to be food and drinks, I think, spread out all over, mostly food trucks, and then drink booths. Yeah,
good.
But there is a VIP package.
Okay.
And so the VIP package will get you into secret lounges or parties, receptions, including one on Friday night. And so the VIP lounge or VIP price is $100. And that also gets you a ticket to the Afterglow. The Afterglow is a party on Saturday night, which is one of the events that is ticketed. It's $25
per
ticket.
And it goes till 3 a.m.
3 a.m. 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to experience that in Salt Lake because everything closes at 1 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. I can't name anything off the top of my head that goes till 3 a.m.
No, nothing.
Nothing organized.
No.
Denny's.
Yeah.
However organized Denny's. You can get something going at Denny's, that's basically all you're going to get.
And so it looks like the Afterglow is going to be at the train depot spot,
yeah,
which I think is such a beautiful
great.
Space. Anytime I go to the Gateway, I walk through there because I just like to look at the ceiling and walk through it. Kind of reminds me of Grand Central Station a little bit.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see it get some use because it can sometimes be a little bit underappreciated.
Yeah.
In addition to these kind of lounges and parties, which you can kind of go through, if you go to Illuminate Salt Lake, you can go through and decide for yourself what you want to check out. They've also got a lot of kids stuff.
Yes.
Specifically at Discovery Gateway and at...
Clark Planetarium.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They've got a bunch of options for kids. Hands-on games, crafts, projects, science, and also a kids' film festival.
Yeah, the Tumbleweeds Film Festival, which is an ongoing film festival for kids.
This is, again, the first I've heard of it. So.
Oh.
Talking to a complete moron who just moved here.
No, it was kind of like a, I think it spawned off of Sundance, and it was someone within that industry that created a kids film festival
right.
called Tumbleweeds. And it must be either merging with Illuminate, because I assume this is going to be an ongoing annual festival, or it's just creating a sector within it
mm-hmm.
for the more the films that are associated with technology and art.
Right.
So this is really cool. And then in addition to the kids lab, they're going to have other various labs that adults can participate in too that are just going to be more hands-on experiences.
Yeah.
This is, I'm so excited about this event.
It's very cool. And it's a little bit, I mentioned this before, it's a little bit tough to talk about because it's so vast.
Well, and it's so new.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like next year when we talk about this, we'll be able to describe what happened mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
it'll be a lot easier. But
yeah. Maybe okay. Maybe we could get some footage and put something together. So then for those of you who didn't get to go, you'll know for next year.
I think that's the least we can do.
I mean, KSL should be covering this.
Right? Well, you and I gave it our best shot.
Yeah, we tried.
We gave it our best shot. So this weekend, illuminatesaltlake.org is the website.
Yep. Illuminatesaltlake.org. That'll give you all the information. There's a wonderful map on there. Check it out. You don't want to miss this. Bring your kids, bring your family, your friends. It's going to be an event unlike anything you've ever been to, and one that you're going to want to add in every year to your calendar. All right. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you get out there and enjoy your very lighted and technology-filled Utah.